Childcare in Iowa appears to be reaching a crisis. Nearly a quarter of the state's residents are estimated to live in a childcare desert, while the annual cost has been estimated to be more than tuition at a public university. This year, addressing childcare was set to be a priority in the state legislature. But then the COVID-19 pandemic hit. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs reports.
Last March, at the Hope Learning Center in Sheraton, a room full of about a dozen sleepy toddlers, fresh out of nap time, are eating an afternoon snack of juice and crackers.
They do morning meetings, shapes, letters, numbers, all that good stuff. Yeah, your bear? I love that.
That's Abby Nielsen. She's the director of Hope Learning Center, the only licensed childcare center in rural Lucas County. Nielsen says despite demand, her center isn't operating at capacity. That's because with a starting rate of just $8.35 an hour, she's struggling to retain teachers while keeping the nonprofit's rates affordable for parents.
I have parents texting me just one last night, said, hey, I have a family, they're in home, decided not to do daycare anymore. She has no childcare. Can you help out? And I was like, I would love to, but I can't.
Jumping forward to this month, Nielsen has recently left the center for a teaching job. And her replacement, longtime employee Mackenzie Stites, says the COVID-19 pandemic has the center facing yet another challenge. Enrollment has dropped off sharply by 40% after she and Nielsen worked so hard to recruit teachers.
It's kind of a little discouraging just because things were going so well. And now it's like, are we going to have to rebuild that? Are we going to have to start over again, kind of, like, you know?
Even before COVID-19, childcare centers in Iowa were struggling, and the problem seemed to be coming to a head. Between 2014 and 2019, the number of programs listed under the state's Childcare Resource and Referral Center dropped 37%. During that same period, the number of programs accepting kids on state childcare assistance also decreased by 42%. And state lawmakers had taken notice. Governor Kim Reynolds announced childcare as a priority during her condition of the state speech last January.
It's another barrier for families looking for a way up. For some, it's about affordability. For others, access is the issue. And for thousands of Iowans, it's both.
A flurry of childcare bills were making their way through the legislature. But then the session was suspended in mid-March due to COVID-19, and the pandemic has pushed Iowa into a bigger crisis. More than 930 licensed childcare and in-home centers have closed during the pandemic, and one report estimated Iowa could lose half its childcare slots from COVID-19. Sheila Hansen is with the Child and Family Policy Center. She says some providers already on the financial edge have closed because they're afraid of the virus.
We just had to sit down and say, can I do this anymore? You know, I don't think we can do this. I can't risk bringing in children, you know, who could be passing something on to me.
Iowa Senator Joni Ernst has called for an additional $25 billion to help providers and workers. But the problem is many parents are struggling with childcare as well. Polk County resident Kelly Diodi is a single parent to her 4-year-old son, Jackson. She says she's been working overtime at an assisted living facility during the pandemic, but she's cutting back to just 32 hours a week in August. This is so Diodi doesn't lose her state child care assistance.
Because if I work too many hours, that I'll overqualify and not be able to get daycare assistance, so it would make it so I couldn't work at all.
What Diodi is concerned about is losing all of Jackson's state assistance if she hits a certain income level. This is known as the child care cliff. Diodi previously fell off this cliff in 2018 after getting a small raise. She says her cost of child care then went from $17 a week to $180 a week, and paying that full price would have taken half her income.
I literally, like I said, I would have had one paycheck, and my paychecks were between $700 and $800, and my rent was $575 of that. There was no way I was going to be able to live off $175 after I paid my rent.
A bill that would create a sliding income scale for this assistance, along with four other childcare-related bills, passed the Iowa House in March. Since the legislature reconvened this month, the Senate has advanced three of those bills. I'm Natalie Krebs, Iowa Public Radio News.